Okay.
这里是404影评。
Here is the review of 404.
我是罗夏，从电影评论的角度看。
From the perspective of film reviews, I am Liu Ozier.
抓间谍不算是一部好电影。
Spying is not a good movie.
但不妨碍它是一部值得去看的电影。
But it is still a movie worth watching.
因为它有一部精彩的原著小说打底。
Because he has a brilliant original novel to build upon.
因此
Therefore,
我认为片子里的台词
I think the lines in the movie
功力
Skill
人物建立时代背景都是一流的
The character establishment and setting are all top notch.
尤其是台词和大量的配角
Especially the dialogue and a large number of supporting characters.
最为出彩。
Most outstanding.
非常耐看。
Very stylish.
有几分老舍茶馆的那个味道。
A bit like the old SH teapot.
要说冯小刚最大的贡献。
If we have to talk about Feng Xiaoming's greatest contribution.
那就是他在这个时间点还愿意选择走钢丝
That's when he was willing to choose the tightrope
把这个题材拍出来
To film this subject
已经是最大的功劳了
It's already the greatest achievement
具体的执行其实中规中矩
The actual implementation was quite standard
京味喜剧本来就是冯小刚的舒适区
Beijing-style comedy is originally within Feng Xiaoming's comfort zone.
他只是用他熟悉的方式
He just used his familiar way.
把这个故事呈现出来而已
To present this story.
要是以前我可能会批评他拍得过于浪漫
If I were younger, I might have criticized him for being too romantic.
遮蔽了真正的历史批评他大团圆的虚假结局
Avoiding the real historical criticism and the false conclusion of a grand reunion.
改变了原作的锋利表达等等。
If it retains the sharpness of expression and other aspects of the original.
但今天我已经不会再有这样不切实际的奢望。
But today, I will no longer have such unrealistic disappointment.
对于那段历史的展现
Regarding the depiction of that historical period,
现在做到这个程度
to this extent,
已经是当下审查环境的极限了。
This is the limit of the current censorship environment.
回到电影
back to the movie,
我把它从纵向分为上下两段来详细分析。电影最表面的叙事就是警察肖大力和军统间谍。
I analyzed the film's superficial narrative by dividing it into two parts, focusing on the police officer Zairo Darlai and the military intelligence agent.
冯定波两个跨越了35年的猫鼠游戏。
Feng Jingluo played a cat and mouse game for over 30 years.
肖大力和冯定波一个匪一个谍。
Zairo Darlai and Feng Jingbo, one is a gangster, the other is a butterfly.
一个忠，一个奸。
One is honest, the other is dishonest.
正常来说
Normally,
警肯定是正面人物。
A well is definitely a positive person.
间谍则是反面人物。
The spies are the opposite characters.
但在电影的前半段
In the first half of the movie,
冯静波其实才是正面人物。
Feng Jingbo is actually the positive character.
而肖大力则是反面。
And Zairo Dar is the opposite.
而到了后半段
And in the latter half,
也就是68年以后
That is, after 1968,
肖大力则成了一个悲剧色彩的正面人物。
Zairo Darlai became a tragic hero.
冯静波此时才变成了反面人物。
Feng Jingbo had finally become the villain.
影片的前半段说
The first half of the video says
冯静波是正面人物。
Feng Jingbo is a prominent figure.
其实不准确。
Actually, It's not accurate.
他更多的是一个受害者。
He is more of a victim.
而施害者。
The perpetrator.
除了肖大力。
Besides Zairo Darlai.
还有国民党军统。冯定波此时还是一个军统间谍。
At this time, the Nationalist Army, the Kuomintang, and the intelligence agency, Bang Jingbo, were still a Kuomintang spy.
在他的立场来看
，From his perspective,
他是在执行一项光荣而艰巨的任务。
He was carrying out a glorious and arduous task.
还是孤军奋战。而阻止他完成任务的则是肖大力和肖大力背后的强大权力系统。后面
It was Zairo Darlai and the powerful power system behind her who ultimately stopped him from completing his mission.
冯定波丢掉了电台。
Fang Jingbo lost his radio.
想要好好生活。
To live a good life.
追求爱情的时候。
When pursuing love.
肖大力又成了他生活的偷窥者和破坏者。
Zairo Darlai became his stalker and destroyer again.
尤其是肖大力在没有任何证据的情况下。
Especially Zairo Darlai without any evidence.
使用完全不受法律和规则约束的手段。
Using completely unregulated means.
几乎完全毁掉了冯静波的生活和尊严。
Almost completely ruined Fang Jingbo's life and dignity.
特别是肖大力直接踹门捉奸冯静波和情人约会的那场戏
Especially the scene where Shardarlai directly kicks down the door to catch Fang Jingbo and his mistress having an affair
相信屏幕前的观众都能感受到那种对人的尊严的践踏
I believe that viewers watching on screen can feel the trampling of human dignity
我觉得那种生活持续被人打扰和破坏的社死体验
I feel that the social experience of being constantly disturbed and disrupted is
遭受过网暴和开核的人应该深有体会
Those who have experienced cyberbullying and online harassment should be well aware
而进入电影的后半段
And as the movie enters its second half
二人的角色就发生了反转
The roles of the two people have been reversed
因为一个更加不讲法律和规则的时代到来了。
Because a more lawless and rule-breaking era has arrived.
警察成了间谍。
Police became spies.
而间谍成了劳模。
And spies became the workhorses.
成了时代的宠儿。
Became a favorite of the times.
从这一刻开始。
From this moment on.
肖大力成了一个悲剧性的正面人物。
Zairo Darlai became a tragic hero.
而冯静波则进化成了最能玩转这个社会的那一类。
And Fang Jingbo evolved into the type that could best play this society.
所谓城府深、高情商的能人。
The deep and high-minded, those with high emotional intelligence.
我觉得把冯静波放在今天的中国社会还是如此。
I think that Fang Jingbo is still relevant in today's Chinese society.
而肖大力放在当下
In today's context,
多半仍然是一个不得志的失败者
He was probably still a failed loser.
纵向的剧情分析完了
After completing the vertical plot analysis,
我们再来横向看看这两个人物肖大力的人生
Let's take a look at these two characters from the perspective of Zairo Darlai.
为什么注定悲剧
Why is it destined to be a tragedy?
从表面的剧情来看
From the surface level of the plot.
肖大力对冯静波的判断是对的
Zairo Darlai's judgment of Fang Jingbo was correct.
而且只有他看出来了
And only he could see it.
因此他应该是具备第六感的出色警察
Therefore, he should be an excellent police officer with a sixth sense
即使一时被人误会
Even if misunderstood by others at first
只要真相大白
Once the truth is revealed
他就是个英雄
He is a hero
但他第一个悲剧的点就在这儿
But the first point of tragedy is right here.
他除了第六感。
Besides his sixth sense.
他什么都没有。
He has nothing.
作为警察。
As a police officer.
他一点也不专业。
He is not at all professional.
他35年没有找到任何证据。
After searching for 35 years, I found no evidence.
除了恐吓和听墙根
In addition to intimidation and eavesdropping,
他似乎没有什么拿得出手的侦查手段。
He seems to have no effective means of reconnaissance.
如果只是这样
If it's just like this,
那肖大力的人生还不至于是悲剧，最多就是个平庸的警察。
Now Dashi's life wasn't a tragedy, but at most just an ordinary police officer.
直到退休
Until retirement,
他的悲剧的真正根源是时代的摇摆
The true root of his tragedy lies in the vicissitudes of times
他待在原地从来都没有动过
He stayed in place and didn't move
而这一点他自己浑然不觉
And he was completely unaware of this
如果说被坐牢审查妻子惨死
If being imprisoned and having one's wife die due to review,
是因为那个时代的浩劫
because of the ravages of that era.
那么后面，因为冯静波的一句话
then because of Feng Jingbo's words later on,
你没有打过仗
you haven't fought a war.
他就赌气让儿子去参军
he angrily forced his son to enlist.
最后战死。
Finally, he died.
那就是他悲剧更深一层的原因。
That's also one of the reasons for his tragedy.
电影里说他一根筋。
The movie said he was stubborn.
也就是说他没有足够的文化和认知。
That means he lacked the necessary cultural and cognitive abilities.
去理解那个疯狂的时代。
To understand that crazy era.
他就是个活得懵懵懂懂还执迷不悟的好人。
He is a kind person who is still young and naive, but full of good intentions.
电影的最后
In the end of the movie,
他拿着死去的儿子的军功章
He held the military medal of his deceased son.
看着电视里的阅兵式，挺直了腰杆
Watching the military parade on TV with their straight backs,
流下了自豪的眼泪
Left with tears of pride.
那一幕就是他人生最好的注脚。
That's the best role in his life.
这样的人物其实无论怎么写
Such characters are actually no matter how they are written.
最后大概率都是悲剧。
Ultimately, it's almost always a tragedy.
冯静波是间谍。
Feng Jingbo is a spy.
他是悲剧。
He is a tragedy.
冯静波不是间谍。
Feng Jingbo is not a spy.
他更悲剧。
He is more tragic.
我甚至可以断言。
I can even assert that.
即使他一开始成功的抓获了。
Even if he succeeded in catching it at first.
冯静波成为了抓间谍的英雄。
Feng Jingbo became a hero in catching spies.
以他的性格和认知。
Based on his personality and cognition.
他仍然躲不过68年的那场浩劫。
He couldn't escape the catastrophe of 1968.
也就是说
That is to say,
肖大力的悲剧其实和间谍没关系。
Zero Dalian's tragedy is actually unrelated to espionage.
然而
However,
时代背后的力量在玩弄他、折磨他。他只是神仙们打架的时候
The forces behind the times are manipulating him, tormenting him. He is just a pawn in their game of gods and goddesses.
不小心踩到了一只蚂蚁而已。
I accidentally stepped on an ant.
而最为悲剧的是
The most tragic thing is
这一切
All of this
他始终并不自知。
He never knew it himself.
甚至他还拍手喝彩。
He even clapped and cheered.
冯静波
Feng Jingbo.
这个人物就比肖大力要复杂的多。
This character is much more complex than Zero Daily.
我把他这35年的人生分成了4个阶段。阶段。
I divided his 35 years of life into 4 stages.
一，电影的开始。
The beginning of a movie.
那时的冯静波是一个有文化。
At that time, Feng Jingbo was a cultured person.
有理想。
Have ideals.
有信仰的年轻军官。
A young officer with faith.
要知道。
To be honest.
在己方战败的情况下。
In the event of our defeat,
仍然愿意留下来潜伏。
Still willing to stay and lurk.
在没有组织支援的情况下。
Without organizational support.
还愿意孤军奋战。
Still willing to fight alone.
没有坚定的信仰。
Without a firm belief.
是不可能接受这种任务的。
It is impossible to accept this task.
很快。
Soon.
冯静波迎来了第二个阶段。
Feng Jingbo has entered the second stage.
他很快发现。
He quickly realized that.
在孤军奋战的情况下。
In the face of adversity.
他什么都做不了。标志事件。
He can't do anything.
就是主动交出了电台。
He voluntarily handed over the radio.
这一刻。
At this moment.
他从一个特工变成了一个。只想好好生活的日子。
He transitioned from a spy to someone who just wanted to live a normal life.
婚外情就是他这一转变带来的结果。
The extramarital affair of the man is a result of this change.
但很快他就发现，原来在他的时代。
But he soon realized that in his time.
习以为常的婚外情等一些风花雪月的生活。
Common extramarital affairs and other romantic and sensual aspects of life.
在这个新社会是不被允许的。
This is not allowed in this new society.
于是他很快就调整心态，进入了第三个阶段。
Then he quickly adjusted his mindset and entered the third stage.
如果说第二次转变是消极的。
If the second transformation is negative.
那么这一次转变就是积极的。
So this change is positive.
他已经看明白了这个社会的生存规则。
He has already understood the rules of survival in this society.
那就是忠诚不绝。
That's loyalty.
绝对。
Okay.
就是绝对不忠诚。
He is absolutely unfaithful.
因此。
Therefore.
他用尽了毕生所学。
He used all his knowledge and experience.
努力把自己和组织尽可能紧密地绑定在一起。
Strive to integrate yourself and the organization as closely as possible.
当劳模、搞发明、炼钢铁、拿奖状，这些事他不知道是荒谬的吗？
Does he not know that these things, such as labor heroes inventing inventions and winning awards, are absurd?
他当然知道。
He certainly knew.
但这可以让他安全地活下去。
This allows him to live safely.
事实证明他是对的。
It turned out he was right.
他安稳地度过了一切时代的浩劫。
He has weathered all the storms of history.
最后还当了校长。
Finally, he became the principal.
可谓名利双收。
A win-win situation.
也是从这个阶段开始。
It was from this stage that...
冯静波的面目开始变得模糊。
Feng Jingbo's face began to blur.
当他和肖大力说话时
，When he talked to Zairo Li,
我开始猜不透。
I start to doubt.
此刻说话的是哪一个
？Who is speaking now?
冯静波是军统间谍。
Feng Jingbo was a spy for the Kuomintang.
是冯校长还是邻居
？Is it Mr. Feng or the neighbor?
冯老师。
Mr. Feng,
冯静波最后一次转变。
The last time Feng Jingbo changed,
在小说里是不存在的。
There is no such thing in the novel.
他最后选择出国。
He finally chose to go abroad,
并在国外给肖大力写了一封信。
And I wrote a letter to Zairo Jar in the foreign country,
承认了自己的间谍身份。
Admitted his spy identity.
他的态度是，这个游戏我不玩了。
His attitude is that he doesn't want to play this game anymore.
而在电影里
In the movie,
导演安排了他当年的军统上
The director arranged him to be in charge of the Kuomintang's military affairs that year.
严殿坤在1984年以外商的身份衣锦还乡。
In 1984, C. Yan Jiang returned to his hometown as a businessman.
并且已经完全忘了当年他安插的间谍。
And he has completely forgotten about the spies he planted back then.
冯静波的存在。
The existence of Feng Jianbo.
在此之后。
After that,
他去找萧大力自首和忏悔。
He went to find Charter Lai and asked him to confess and repent.
我相信此刻他的忏悔是真心的。
I believe that his confession at this moment is sincere.
因为他原以为他是这场猫鼠游戏的赢家。
Because he had thought that he was the winner of this cat and mouse game.
最后他才意识到。
Finally, he realized that
他和肖大力一样。
He is like Zero Bar a lot.
都是这个时代里被遗忘的耗材。电影的结尾，猫与鼠、我与共都和解了，两个权力主体终于暂时结束了战争状态。
The forgotten consumables of this era, the cat and mouse game between me and my two rights holders have finally come to an end. The two parties have temporarily ended their state of war.
这应该是历史上第三次国共合作。
This is the third time that China and Japan have cooperated.
我就在想
I was thinking,
假如有这样一个平行宇宙
If there were such a parallel universe,
两个权力主体的第二次合作就达成了和解。
The two parties reached a settlement in their second round of negotiations.
从全面战争转向了议会斗争。
From a comprehensive war to parliamentary struggle.
萧大力和冯静波会拥有怎样的人生呢?
What kind of lives will Zero Dar Lai and Feng Jingbo have?
他们可能根本就不会认识。
They might not even know each other.
可能聪明的冯静波还是会混的。
Maybe the clever Feng Jingbo will still make it.
不错。
Great.
毕竟他是个退役中校。
After all, he was a retired major.
而萧大力可能还是不会特别成功。
However, Zero Dar Lai may not be particularly successful.
但他至少会度过小康而平静的一生。电影结束了。
But he at least lived a life of prosperity and peace. The movie ended.
他是不是好电影，见仁见智。
Whether a movie is good or not is a matter of personal opinion.
但故事是好。
But the story is good.
故事是无疑的。
The story is undeniable.
如果这部抓间谍
If this is a spy catcher,
可以票房大卖
can be a box office hit.
至少能够证明一点
at least prove one point.
至少在中国电影不是不行了。
At least in Chinese movies, it's not impossible.
而是资源库被封印了。
Instead, the resource library was sealed.
只要大人物打开一点点空间，释放出来的资源拍成电影都是爆款。
As long as the big guys release a little bit of space and make it into a movie, it will be a hit.
这就是韩国电影可以成功的原因之一。
One of the reasons why Korean movies can succeed is that
也是人民的名义
in the name of the people
可以这么成功的前提
under the condition of such success
我希望大家不要浪费这次难得的契机
I hope everyone will seize this rare opportunity
把抓间谍这部电影当作一把钥匙
use the movie Spy Cat as a key
用它来打开历史当中
Use it to open history
一扇扇贴着封条的门
A row of doors with sealed windows
比如小剃头匠
For example, a barber
参加朝鲜战争
Participated in the Korean War
为什么那么多年后才回来
Why did it take so many years to come back?
为什么一个勇敢的战士回来后要接受审查？
Why does a brave warrior have to undergo scrutiny after returning?
比如柳叶眉。
For example, Willow Plum.
为什么是58年？
Why is it 1958?
这个时间点带着孩子回北京。
Is it appropriate to bring children back to Beijing at this time?
她母亲是怎么死的？
How did her mother die?
冯抗美为什么会饿成那个样子？
Why did Feng Antai become so hungry?
农村那时到底发生了什么？
What happened in the village back then?
比如萧大力为什么坐牢？
For example, why did Zairo Darulai go to jail?
他老婆经历了什么？
What did his wife experience?
导致病死。
Cause of death.
那时的时代全貌是什么样子的呢？
What was the overall situation like at that time?